white milk before they're spawned. When a mullet spawns, the yellow roe mullet, they become very bony, and the old-time name was gullinboaty, for a spawned roe mullet. These we always threw back because they had a strong taste and they did not taste good. And in cooking a mullet, the usual way was to fry them, and you saved the grease and you used this on your grits as gravy, the pure grease from hog lard on your grits, and this made the meal. Now, to boil the mullet, our usual way was to cut the head off to gut them. We did not boil the roe, that was held separate as a delicacy. But we would put onion, bay leaves, and other flavoring, including the juice from sour oranges, which is similar to lemon juice, in the water. And also squeeze sour orange juice on the finished fish after it was boiled, which made it acceptable for eating, very, very acceptable.
What other kinds of seafood do you commonly catch or eat around here?
Oyster, clam, shrimp, many kinds of fish. The small spot, which grows to a size not quite a pound, caught in the cast nets but also caught on fishing lines, was called a bazooka. Our knife clams, 70 years ago, the native people would not eat our quahog or hard clam, which is also your little necks and your cherry stones. They would not eat those. It was the Lungarone knife or razor clam. They knew how to harvest these from in the creeks by seeing a round hole and inserting a wire with a little bend in the end and pulling them through the sand. These were cleaned and thrown in shell and all into the pot, into a gumbo type stew, tomatoes, onion, bell peppers, and whatever. And after the stew was finished, the meat was scraped from the shells, which is opened by the boiling of the stew. And this was relished by the local people. A fish that was not eaten was the old bony shad or ladyfish, which we called a crahu yell. And that name is possibly almost lost now. Another delicacy was black drum. We call them plain drum. Our channel bass, or saltwater bass, is properly known as a red bass, but we always call that the channel bass, differentiating from the black bass of fresh water, which by the native people then was called a trout, a freshwater trout. But in April, March and April, in this particular area, the black drum will come in schools and go upriver to spawn, ranging in size from 25 to 75 pounds. And these are a good fish, particularly if you catch them while they are roed. This gives you a very large caviar to eat for your meals. Or the drum, one of the best ways to clean them would be with a butcher knife to skin off the scales, leaving part of the skin with the meat to hold the meat together, and removing the entire sides. My favorite part was, as I say, that part behind his ears. It was above the bones of the belly, and it was cut crosswise like pork chops, and thick enough to make a very nice serving. The head was often saved, the gills thrown away.